Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report on Edward Moline, M-E-L-I-N-E. This follows the letterhead of November 25, 2024. If you could please type this report where it will be managed by Microsoft Word instead of PDF, I would very much appreciate that, since I cannot audit or change these reports the way they are transcribed and reported to us. If necessary, I will call your staff to receive their assistance. Thank you. This is dated August 4th, 2025, addressed to Dr. Mark Weber, the clinical indication is the same. The comorbid medical problems are the same. Current complaints, continued hiccups. Dear Dr. Weber, Edward Moline returned today for neurological reevaluation, reporting that his dosages of Keppra have been increased that may have provided possibly some benefit to the recurrence of his hiccups. New paragraph, as you may remember. He was identified to have episodes of spike and polyspike and wave activity in the left frontotemporal, spreading to the right hemisphere, lasting as long as 22 minutes. Findings consistent with electrographic seizures. New paragraph. Previously, he underwent surgical intervention for spinal stenosis by Dr. Jeffrey Mims, for which his left upper extremity radiculopathy resolved and improved substantially and has remained stable. New paragraph, review of his imaging studies shows spinal stenosis at multiple levels. New paragraph, he reports that he still has some neck pain, but no radicular symptoms. He also reported previously physical difficulty with erectile dysfunction and ejaculation. Period. I'm not aware that any evaluation for this has been accomplished. New paragraph. As you may also remember, he has completed four-way cardiovascular bypass surgery with good outcome in 2001, with a previous history of gas burn injury and a minor stroke in 2017, with a history of a right femur fracture. New paragraph. His laboratory testing showed increased salivary isoenzymes. Comprehensive dementia panel. Showed an elevated ADMA and SDMA, risk factors for vascular disease. Including kidney disease. New paragraph. He was previously initiated on Keppra therapy, taking 1/2 of a tablet, Keppra 250 milligrams, which was increased to 2 tablets twice per day. New paragraph. By his report, there was no significant improvement in his hiccups. New paragraph, tab. We had previously discussed taking an additional Keppra tablet when he experienced hiccups, but he hasn't followed through with this yet, and we discussed this at length today. New paragraph, I've refilled his medications so that he has an additional Keppra prescription to do this as a clinical trial to see if this won't improve his clinical symptoms. New paragraph. I'm referring him to Jeffrey Mims for reevaluation. Of his cervical degenerative disease to exclude progression contributing to his current clinical symptoms. New paragraph. He complains of pain in his back and both hips despite his successful PT therapy. New paragraph, we are requesting his PT records for review while we obtain MR imaging of the lumbar spine and both hips for further evaluation. New paragraph, we discussed his problems and progress at length today. And I will see him for reevaluation with his imaging studies and physical therapy reports in consideration for re-referral for rehab training, as might be indicated. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then.